It's time now for everybody's favorite game show, Gay or Not Gay. Call now, 240-4444, and play the game. Is that gay? Or isn't it? You decide.
Is it gay or not gay? It's kind of hard to say. We'll have to ask by the name. If it's gay or not gay. Is it gay or not gay? It's kind of hard to say. We'll have to ask by the name.
All right, 113, Sports Radio 13, tap the ticket. The Bob and Dan Show, live from the Nard. Here with a little Gay Not Gay for you before we dive into some football for the day.
Have you really ever heard that, or did you make that up?
I don't want to tell you. I want you to be left wondering.
Because I think you're genius.
Is Bob really that far ahead of everything? Probably. All right, let's get into some Gay Not Gay. Hopefully by now you're up to speed with everything. You know what we do here on Tuesdays. Now, we should tell you, once the Jason Witten show starts, which, you know, could start at any second, but once it starts, then Gay Not Gay moves to 150 on Tuesdays, okay? Not 1250, 150. So put that in your Palm Pilot and smoke it. All right, let's start with one from Beverly, guys.
Do we have a sponsor?
Yeah. Oh, sponsors? I don't know.
DriverSelect.com.
Of course we have sponsors, Dan.
Silly question.
From Beverly. Dear Gay Not Gay, I'm a female P1 listener.
Hey, Beverly.
And recently went golfing with Robert, your P1 fan, number one P1 fan. And the guy who turned me onto the station. I was not actually golfing.
Mark.
Just along for the ride. As we pull up to the first hole, a group of men ask us if we want to play with them, and we say yes. By the way, always uncomfortable, because if you say no, you're kind of the big jerk. But no one wants to play with other people, unless the course is just really crowded. Anyway, after about three holes, I see one of the men we're playing with take his golf ball, put it in his mouth, swish it, take it out, and then spit.
Nuh-uh.
He then sets it down and waits his turn to play. I know very little about golf, so we proceed to the next hole. I mentioned this to Robert and ask him if this is a normal way of washing one's golf ball. He looks at me funny, says no, and shrugs it off. Two holes later, as I'm waiting for him at the cart, he walks towards me looking pale and confused. I ask him what's wrong, and he mouths to me, "I just saw him do it again. That was very disturbing." Needless to say...
Like after he hits it and stuff?
Like maybe between holes as opposed to using a ball cleaner. He decides to use
just
the mouth.
Just put it in his mouth?
Use the mouth
That's
to clean
stupid.
It up.
This isn't gay, not gay.
Yeah. That's nasty, not nasty.
Needless to say, we decide to continue
Get
on
it?
Alone, and I agree that this should be submitted for gay, not gay. So my question is this. Is it gay for a man to bypass the ball cleaners that are handy, set up at every hole, in lieu of popping it in your own mouth for a quick clean?
Mark, I've never even heard of... I can't answer this. It's not gay, not gay. There's nothing... gay about it.
Oh, I don't know.
Balls in your mouth are kind of.
Yeah. But in other news, I would say it's unsafe.
Unsanitary?
I would imagine there's all manner of chemicals, fertilizer, dirt. Let's start there. Not really a chemical, but a substance that, I don't know. Just there seems to be no upside to this other than you're really weird. So there's that.
Dear Gay Not Gay, I was driving home from work last week on 75 during rush hour. As I approached my exit, I noticed a small moving object in the shoulder up in the distance. Traveling about 60 amongst dozens of other cars, I quickly approached the moving object, only to notice it was a small, fluffy, white puppy.
Oh, no.
Coming towards me. In a matter of a second, a bunch of things rushed through my mind, first being that the dog is definitely not going to make it. I will say I did tap the brakes, but I wasn't about to put my own life in danger by stopping and trying to save the puppy. For the rest of the day, I couldn't get the image of that puppy trotting into traffic with its leash trailing behind it and no clue of its fate out of my mind. My question to Gay Not Gay is it okay to stop to save a dog on the side of the highway? Or is it gay to tap the brakes in this situation with the first impulse of saving a dog while putting your life in danger? Are there any exemptions for certain breeds, or if it's your own dog?
That's not gay at all.
From Derek.
So what are you saying? If it's a poodle, you don't stop, but if it's like a bulldog,
yeah,
you feel
bull,
manly enough to stop? This guy seems demented, just to ask. Save a puppy in traffic.
I think you need to save the puppy.
Well, what if it's absolutely a newborn human? How about that? And it's, you know, in a bassinet.
No, that comes out of baggage.
Yeah.
Too much baggage with that.
Right.
And, you know, someone else will save that. But the dog thing.
Leaving the dog in the expressway.
I think you've got to save a dog.
Yes,
yeah, you have
to. It's called being a human being with some moral fiber, I think.
Especially if it has a leash, you can drive by and pick it up.
So does this guy think that someone's going to stop and taunt him for doing this, or I don't
right?
I don't understand.
Like he sounds like the only manly thing to do.
It's not gay to be a good person.
Right.
It's not gay to save lives.
Yeah, it's not gay.
It's like he's saying the only manly thing to do is to hit the accelerator and go as fast as you can.
Yeah, right. It's like Frogger.
Yeah, bump it and then hit reverse or something.
5 points.
Once when I was like 21 or 2 or somewhere real early 20s, there was a squirrel which had been hit. And then it's kind of laying on in the road, and it, its mouth is kind of moving, so it's alive, but it's
suffering,
immobile.
Right.
So I got out, or I pulled over, I parked, and I took something out of my trunk, like a shirt. It was actually my favorite shirt as a 20-year-old, my drinking shirt. And I gathered up the squirrel and took him off to the side of the road and laid him down on my shirt, and I didn't keep the shirt.
I thought you used the shirt like a silencer for your 9.
You didn't put him out of his misery?
Execute.
Well, should I have left him in the middle of the road, allowing him to be smushed by a truck, and then he'd be out of his misery? Or I let him die on his own terms?
But what if he's still alive right now?
I think at that point,
he's been laying on the side of the road for
30-year-old?
Yeah, 20 years. Because you didn't put him out of his misery right there.
I don't think he has terms once he gets...
You should have put him in your car and went out for a drink with him.
I lost my drinking shirt.
Right.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do.
You ever have a drinking shirt, Bob?
No, I don't even know what a drinking shirt is. What constitutes a drinking shirt? Like it's really cool?
I don't know. I think maybe I had got lucky a couple of different occasions in that shirt, so it became my favorite shirt.
Damn,
you know?
Right.
Because
it
seems like something about the shirt,
and you left it on as you made whoopee.
It seems like the situation would actually drive to the club, not in the shirt. So as not to wrinkle it or to begin to make it look wrong.
Yeah.
And then when you get there...
Leave it on the hanger in the back?
Yeah, then you put the shirt on at the club. That is his idea of a drinking shirt. But I feel like you and the situation have very different ways of living.
Different situations.
See, it's when
I don't believe you believe in GTL, do you?
When I was young, no. I don't think I can. I can't tan. But when I was young, I wasn't as smart as I am now, of course. And I used to think that it was like the clubs, not Tiger. So I thought it was the shirt, when really, it was this, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
It was this package here. It wasn't the shirt.
Right.
The ladies couldn't avoid this.
It was your situation. Dear Gay, Not Gay, I was at the SMU library, and after a long study session, I took a bathroom break. At this certain second floor bathroom, the urinal is about a foot away from the sink, and there is no protective barrier whatsoever between your face, as you're bending over to wash your hands under the faucet, and the would-be urinator next door. I've used this bathroom many times, never seen someone use the urinal at the same time I'm washing my hands, yada this, yada that. I was washing my hands, I hear the door open, then see a dude walk in out the corner of my eye. As I wait for him to go into one of the stalls, he suddenly horrifies me and approaches the urinal, starts to unzip, and makes yellow water. I didn't glance over, of course, and left without drying my hands, but I'm still astounded that someone will violate me like that. And I think I need counseling, or at least affirmation that this is in fact gay. Thanks.
So what's he supposed to do? Wait till you're done washing your hands?
Yeah,
what's gay?
It's a foot away, and he's in there washing his face, and the guy right there pulls out his little man and goes yellow.
He could go to the stall.
Seems like a problem in bathroom design, mm-hmm. if nothing else.
He didn't go in the stall. He went right to the urinal. Mm-hmm. You would think that someone would go to the stall if you're sitting right there.
If it's within your inner space.
Right.
I guess I need to see this bathroom. I need to go check it out, see if he has a case here, but otherwise...
I just want to go to SMU and...
Maybe bring your tape measure or something?
Well, it just seems like if there's an open urinal and you need a urinal, it just doesn't seem...
Yeah, you're supposed to stand there and wait?
But there's a stall you can go in.
Taking a bath in the sink?
Yeah, maybe you're wondering, well, what's this dude washing his face for?
Who washes their face in a public bathroom?
What are you doing at a library that requires face washing?
I think this guy is the problem.
Okay.
Quit washing your face.
It's a really tough crowd today. We're not letting everything through.
It's gay to wash your face.
Saving a puppy in the expressway. Not gay.
Is it gay to wash your face?
Washing your face? Gay.
Dear Gay Not Gay. Last night while watching the Cowboys game, I noticed Dez Bryant on the sideline wearing a Cowboys t-shirt. Thought nothing of it. Until he turns around and it turns out to be the Dez Bryant jersey t-shirt.
Oh, no.
Where he has 88 and his name on the back. It seems a little odd to me. Maybe if he were just wearing his game day jersey, it would have been cool. But is wearing your own jersey from the pro shop gay or not gay?
I brought this up. Yeah, I brought this up myself.
This is a pretty big deal. Okay, so you saw this, Tom?
Yeah, yeah. I might
he was
this.
Wearing a jersey t-shirt on yeah. sale in the pro shop because these...
certainly
know,
somebody from the Cowboys handed it to
okay,
him.
Okay, but there's a great distinction, Dan, between pro shop gear that fans buy and like the property of Dallas Cowboys shirt that you would wear on the sideline if you're an injured player. This seems to be pro shop material.
It looks just
you don't
like...
See,
right.
Or is it something he's selling on his website? These guys are all selling their own shirts nowadays.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the merchandising police would be all over him.
Yeah,
if he
I don't know if
do
yeah, he's doing his own thing.
Dez.com shirts on the sideline at an NFL game. I can't imagine they would do that. But this seems really weird to me. I'm not sure I've ever seen a professional athlete in their own jersey t-shirt.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
that
what was
is really
struck me
weird.
As really bizarre.
But it was on the sideline, at least. It wasn't out in a bar.
You think he changed clothes when he went after the game?
Nah.
He kept that thing on.
He went out to his car?
Went to TGI Fridays?
Without, well, he probably didn't go out.
Without having enough information, this seems extremely gay.
Yeah, that's what I came to last week. It was very, very weird.
And it's
very,
weird
very
because,
gay.
As the emailer points out, if you wear your own jersey on the sideline... It's the same number, it's the same name, but it's your actual game jersey and you're injured. And at what level? Is that like in college where if you're out of uniform, you still wear your jersey on the sideline?
Yeah,
or
college and high school
guys
kind of does that. They do that
football
stuff.
Jerseys.
Like in high school, the guys would wear it Friday.
Yeah, to class.
They got to wear it all day.
Tucked in.
But show us how they're awesome.
The jersey t-shirt is not the locker room handout free gear to all the guys thing.
Right.
You actually, I think, have to make an effort to acquire this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, even if they did, even if the trainer walked over and said, you know, here's this tee that they want you to wear, I'd say, please, can I just wear just a regular team t-shirt?
Yeah.
Do I have to wear this thing with my name and number on there? You know?
Yeah, that's a weird call by Dez.
Let's end on a high with the phones.
A man who never makes weird calls, but in this particular case, weird call.
We haven't taken a phone call this week, have we? Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark. You're on Gay Not Gay.
Hey, Courage Boys. How you doing?
Hey, now.
I got a friend, Mark, that lives in Mansfield, and he doesn't like to drive, so he says he's got a great bit going, but I say it's gay that his wife drives him to dinner or to wherever they have to run.
Wow.
So he always has
and
his
he gets
wife
dropped
drive?
Off?
Doesn't like... No.
Oh, he just goes with her.
She doesn't drop him off at work, does she?
Passenger seat.
He just likes to sit in the passenger seat, huh?
I don't think that's gay.
And don't you think, well,
wait
a minute. There might be a distinction here as well, though, because if you're always asking your friends to drive, that seems like one thing. But if you're asking your wife to drive, I don't know. I never have my wife drive anywhere, and I think part of it is terror.
Yeah, her her driving history.
Yeah.
Like I'm really scared of her driving.
I am also.
But it's just something there's...
I'm scared of your wife's
driving. It's like opening the door for the lady. You drive. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, what if you open the car door? Side door. Is that still chivalrous?
Chivalrous?
So you go open the door for her to get in and drive, and then you go
then
sit
you go
the
other
side?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's gay.
And you pay for dinner.
There's something about her drive. Like, even if you would take your woman, her car, don't you drive?
Unless she's your designated driver.
Yeah. I mean, like on Valentine's Day, do you have your wife drive you to dinner?
Right.
Yeah, it's...
She's kind of being your chauffeur, though.
That's kind of awesome, yeah. Do you sit in the back?
That'd be the way to do
Miss
it.
Daisy?
No, I think it's gay, dude. I think you should tell your buddy that this is gay.
Well, I say no.
And tell him not to wash his face and save any puppy that he sees on the side of the road.
Seriously. All right, hit the theme, Expo.
It's gay,
everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
If it's gay or not gay.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.